Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It is 8:06 on this Wednesday hump day, May 21st. No, May 20th. I'm sorry. I gave us added an extra day on there. All you folks, hopefully out there in Saline County, they've got everything cleaned up and you're able to keep driving. It's always a pain.
That's the ugliest part of Saline County, is just when there's a traffic jam.
Yeah.
And I say that because I love Saline County.
It's one of the nice things about, you know, we wake up early, Craig. Yeah. You did it for many, many years.
Yeah.
Is that waking up early stinks, but you don't have to deal with the traffic,
exactly.
You know, every morning.
And on the days it snows and you're up early and it's only you. You can do wheelies and figure eights. And
serpentine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got the whole lane. You're making the lane. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
It's best when you're the first on the snow.
Mm-hmm. That is the voice of Craig O'Neill, brought to you by Genesis of Conway.
Morning.
Glad to have Craig. And also Ski Lawrence, a special guest in here today. Mr. New York.
How you doing, guys?
Great to have
How
him in here.
How you doing out there?
Coming up a little bit later, we've got to play a little match game, brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories and Searcy and Conway. We appreciate them. Today is National Rescue Dog Day. If you have a rescue dog, send us a picture. We'll give them a shout-out. We've had a ton already. Yeah. National Streaming Day. Craig, what's your number one stream service? Are you a YouTube TV or Netflix?
Well, you all.
Do you do much?
We use BritBox a lot.
Because
my wife is into
into
British mysteries.
Okay.
And if it doesn't have a chalk outline of a body or a British accent, she doesn't watch it.
You know, I'm going to London this week. Next week, Thursday on, yes. So I maybe find something for your wife while I'm over there.
Well,
maybe you could find something over there too while you're there.
maybe so. Roger,
what the hell does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know.
Save that clip.
I don't know what that is. Listen, he's been asking about British accents, and I've been doing
British
a lot of. Of course, you have to.
Roger does a lot of different accents, but English accent is not one of them.
No,
what about you, Craig?
Just cheerio.
I would try one every once in a while.
Sure, that's what I'm saying.
It
should
leave
be the
me.
Easiest.
Try
it,
come on.
But of course I would try one.
But of course.
Okay.
If at all possible, I would.
More porridge.
At a certain point.
Okay, very good.
Humbug.
Ski, can you do an English accent?
Hell no.
Maybe you'll find something.
Don't forget, Hawks play at 4:30 today right here on The Buzz. Right, Christian,
pitching?
I presume.
Is it Dietz?
I would presume it's Dietz, yeah.
Tate McGuire.
Oh, no, there you go.
Who?
Tate McGuire.
They will play Tennessee. There may be bad weather moving in, so if that's the case, the game may be moved a little bit later in the day, but we will see.
It's 100% chance of rain.
Yeah, they say it just depends. Because Roger and I have been there before. Once you start getting backed up with all the games, that game may be 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock tonight.
What's it like at that tournament? Is it fun. Is it as electric as the basketball?
It's a good energy. It's different. You know, the game.
Baseball, I mean, it's a different field. Baseball's different.
But Hoover does a good job with it. And everybody knows where to go. And, you know, we were talking with Camden Koshel, our guy that we talk to every week. And he enjoys it. It's fun. He said it reminds him of going to Omaha, Nebraska. And so you got that game today. The Trojans play today, too. Friday, you got the Razorback women playing at 4:30. We'll have Ella McDowell on tomorrow. Also, some possible big news for Roger. Roger's up for Trivia Host of the Year, according to AY Magazine.
Wow.
Yes, AY Magazine. It's between him and
congratulations.
It's between him and two other people.
I did not know they had that.
I know he didn't know that.
It's a new category.
New thing. Listen, I'm just proud to be nominated.
So we find out tomorrow.
Top three.
I think he gets a bonus.
I'd have voted for you every year.
Yeah, that's right.
Skate, he's got a residency at Oaklawn. He does this every Thursday night at Mainline Sports Bar at Oaklawn.
3 years now. Going for almost 3 years. Can you believe that?
My face on the marquee? Unbelievable.
Listen, here's the worst case scenario. Worst case. This is how you do it. Okay. Worst case scenario is I take... If I don't win it, which is fine because the other guys, they work hard to do whatever they do.
I assume they're girls.
I didn't say I didn't. What I'm saying is that if I don't win it, I think it's still incumbent upon me to ask the people at Oaklawn to still put on the marquee when it mentions trivia, yada, 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 No, top finalist, three. Yeah, of, you know what I'm saying? Five, whatever.
But if you win, it goes Arkansas trivia host of
it
the
year. It has to. But if it doesn't.
Hey, Roger.
I'm just trying to make a couple of bucks.
You know what I could do is I could make a couple of phone calls.
hey, you're not fast.
To the boy, you never know.
I'm still going back to you going to London and him going, maybe you can find something.
That's right. Hey, you know how fast this place can burn down?
Well, that's very kind, Badge.
Yeah, so we find that out tomorrow.
That's the guy.
But nobody does trivia like Roger. Yeah, it's a comedy show.
Well, how do you qualify to be the trivia?
Is it people have to nominate?
Is it the way you read a question?
No, it's just
you nominate.
He's asking
what are the qualifications? What are we looking at?
Let me help you on this, Roger. It's any kind of trivia that's done at a restaurant, bar.
Right.
And it can be straight up video. It can be what he does, which is comedy. It's just anybody who does a trivia game at a restaurant, throughout the year. And so there's two other.
Mine is only different because I get to go around and talk to everybody at the table. And
you work the room.
I work the 100%. It's work the room.
Wayne Smith, right. Brilliant for you to bring him over there because it fills up Mainline Sports Bar on a Thursday night when normally it probably would not be. And it doesn't matter.
People come out and hang out, I can tell you that.
100 people. Well, yeah.
How many regulars?
About 100.
It's a thing. You'll get new people for Oakland.
It was at Boudreaux's last night.
That should be the criteria for trivia host of the year is how many regulars do you produce
there's no question.
At your venue?
That's kind. Listen, I'm blessed to be able to do it. I promise you, for people to come out on a rainy Tuesday night at Boudreaux's or even a rainy or a cold. Listen, we've done it on Thanksgiving night on Thursdays because we do Thursdays. People come out, they come out on Thursdays.
The tryptophan is putting everybody to sleep.
But here's the thing. Oakland Racing Casino Resorts, not a bad place to come hang out any day of the week. So I'm just blessed to be a part of it anyway.
Craig is a huge horse guy. He loves Oakland and all that.
When were you born? What year?
45.
45. Damn, the horse that won the Kentucky Derby was Hoop Jr.
How about that?
Oh, he's like me in NBA championships.
I know. You know that, Craig, that Christian can do every NBA basketball champion. Going back how far?
1947, I believe.
He does the same thing you do. Wow. He can tell you every NBA.
I didn't know we had an NBA in 47.
Well, it was called something different. But
here
it
is. I just typed in Hoop Jr., Hoop Jr., March 15th, 1942 to November 19th, 1964, was an American thoroughbred racehorse best known for winning the Kentucky Derby in 1945.
Wow.
Craig. I am so wet right
couple
now.
Of messages. Couple of messages.
I'm going to get Trivia Host of the Year.
I'm going to delete that out.
Couple of messages on our Middleton Heat Air text line. I need to hear Mr. New York call someone an inbred redneck.
That's it.
That's what
he did. You inbred redneck?
That's what Big Dave would do. He would imitate you doing that. So someone says to, please tell Craig I remember meeting him when I was in the fifth grade at Glen Rose Middle School and have always considered him to be one of the most famous people I've ever met.
Oh.
And someone said, that was damn near 15 years ago, what he says.
Man.
Someone said, Brenda says, good morning. Can I get Ski and Pat Bradley together on a show? That would be off the chart. Now, for those of you who didn't know, Ski, again, you've moved to Alabama. You had been out in the West Coast, Oregon, right?
Utah.
I'm sorry. You've been in Utah.
Salt Lake City.
Yeah, for many, many years. And so you just said because your wife's family has land in Alabama.
Well, they've been, my wife's from Alabama, a place called Bay Minette, Alabama.
And I think for those of us in that area, it's near Mobile, right?
And, yeah. Right. And we live in a town, 1,100 people, called Flomington. Mm-hmm. Not Flomington.
Right, Flomington.
Flomington.
Yes.
Yeah, and... some people call it Flomation, which is funny as all
that. So you moved from Salt Lake City to Flomington.
To Flomington, Alabama.
And raised the IQ of both states.
Probably.
Well, listen, and you get to Arkansas every once in a while.
I come out once a year.
Yeah.
At least once. But I'm from now that we're settled and we're in a better position, it would probably be about two, three times a year.
I did let Tommy Smith know that that you would be here. And so that, of course, it was early when I sent the message. He may just be waking up. So right. Anyway, hopefully he's listening. And Craig, listen, Ski is 81. You're 70 what?
75.
You guys look amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
You look, both of you are in great shape.
We're at that stage in our lives where people go, you look really good.
Yeah, and I go, yeah, I know.
that's fair.
That's very good.
I know. I got it.
Today is we're finding out how many people have big hearts. Today is National Rescue Dog Day. Yeah, and Ralph Schuster, Dante, his dog Dante is a rescue dog. I'm telling you, anybody who has the kind enough heart to want to drive down to a dog shelter, an animal shelter, and rescue a dog that may be getting ready to be put to sleep or whatever, said nobody come pick him up, my hat's off. You're a kind person. You know,
I'll never forget at Oaklawn, they did the jumping dogs, the Doc Dog Championships, and there was a Malinois who would just jump into orbit. I mean, just set all sorts of records.
What is a Malinois?
Malinois is a very athletic dog that is now being used as a police dog in many cases, the Malinois that we saw that won that thing going away was a rescue dog.
Huh.
And there wasn't a dry eye in the house watching that dog jump.
The police are doing that more in the South that I hear, that rescue dogs are being trained for drug dogs and stuff.
Absolutely. Well, that's cool. That's very cool.
Craig, I referenced it too, talking about pets, but I said, listen, it's the same kind of heart that you find people who are foster parents that are willing to take a kid that may be coming out of a tough situation or
like
maybe broken.
Lawrence.
Or Ski Lawrence, and whichever. But it's just hats off to those folks who can do that. Yeah. Jessica's listening. My girlfriend, she was going, I wonder if there's if anybody knows if there's a Razorback Club in London. Now, if I can find a Razorback Club in London, man, I'm telling you. You talk about some Facebook Lives, Raj. I'm going to be bringing it with the Facebook Lives for sure. Doubt.
How many do you want to know?
What's that? No, if you can find one, if there's one in London, that's all that matters. I don't know if there is one.
There's just one.
Yeah. Hey, Jane and I went to the British Museum. You got to go to the British Museum.
I'm sure that's on the
list.
And
we're walking in, and a voice echoes through the halls that says, Craig O'Neill, what are you doing here?
No way.
It was a security guard who had been stationed at the Little Rock Air Force Base.
No way.
And had listened to the morning show and recognized me in the British Museum.
Well, you know that...
that's
amazing. Yeah, of course, Roger, we know, Ski, you may not know this, but the U.S. ambassador to England is Warren Stevens, for the Stevens family. Here, of course, you know I'm not big enough to call. Hey, Warren, can you do this for me or whatever? But Ski says I am.
Wait a minute, but the Huck,
is
always we've been friends forever.
We're talking about that. Arkansas has two of the most premier ambassadorships in my country.
Yes.
And the most important, Huckabee in Israel. And Warren Stevens in England. Yeah,
wow.
Of course, they say, Roger, the probably the most prestigious one is the British one because of our history with the country and all that.
Is that who Joseph Kennedy was?
Yeah, it was. That's exactly right, Roger. That's exactly right. And so World War II and all that. And then, of course, right now, and what a perfect fit for Mike Huckabee because obviously his background, you know, in religion and
last year we were in New York and he was there and he had a security people and everything and I walked up to him and I said, "Hey, Huck," and the guy goes, "Excuse me," he says, "His name is Mr. Huckabee," and I go, he's the Huck to me, and he waved, you know.
Of course he did. I did want to mention real quick, it was an unbelievable game last night, Ski. I don't know if you watched it, but when it looked like the Knicks were out of it, they were down by 22 with 7 minutes to go. They come back and beat Cleveland in overtime.
Wow.
And I was making that, and that they leave the series 1-0. You got San Antonio at Oklahoma City again tonight. You saw, obviously, an unbelievable performance by Wimby.
Wimby
the other day.
Gosh.
So I was making the point to our producer, who is 29, Christian Weaver, who loves NBA, and I was saying, there's just something, just when I watch this, I don't feel like I'm watching in the old days in the 80s, the star teams that I knew everybody. He goes, he made a good point because you don't watch it. And I said, that's true. But then I stumbled on something. Also, I think, Roger, I stumbled on some stats about teams that had Hall of Fame, championship teams that had Hall of Famers on it. And I think that's what it was, is that when I would watch in 85-86, the Philadelphia 76ers had Hall of Famers like Maurice Cheeks and Julius Erving and Charles Barkley and Bob McAdoo and Bobby Jones, or the Chicago Bulls.
Okay.
They had Hall of Fame players.
Right.
And I don't know, Christian, if the teams now have four or five Hall of Famers. I mean, like, legit going
to
be in the Hall
of Fame. Well, they made it harder for teams to do that.
Yeah.
Well, purposely.
For example, the 85-87 Boston. Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Bill Walton, Robert Parrish, Dennis Johnson.
Amazing.
You got four NBA Hall of Fame. So in my mind, when I'm watching that five play, I'm watching, you know, these guys are, I know them, they're great, they're going to be, and maybe that's, these teams now, for example, how many
why do they make it harder?
How many Hall of Famers would be on the
team? Well, it's a parity thing. Back in the day, there were four good teams, and
that's right.
No one else
met. There were less teams. Yeah. That's right. But maybe that's what it is. That yesterday, that I see more Hall of Famers back in my mind back in the day.
And David, I'm with you. I'm exactly with you, except until we got to Darius Acuff, and because we only had him for 1 year, I'm going to be sucked back into the NBA wherever he goes.
Oh yeah,
I'm a fan of that team.
Well,
I'm back, baby.
Moses, well, that game last night is going to suck me into watching game two.
Yeah.
Moses Moody is coming back here. You know, he's a Little Rock native, coming back in July, bringing Steph Curry with him. And so you guys still have some. Yeah, you still have some guys in Arkansas that make you want to watch the NBA.
I'd like to meet Steph.
Yeah,
go ahead, Christian.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago the Warriors had Curry and Draymond play.
That's an example.
Quite a few Hall of Famers.
So that would be a team that I'm talking about, Christian. Sure. Yes, when I watch it, I'm seeing
Cleveland had a fair amount of Hall of Famers.
They did. Miami had. Yeah. But that's when I watch the teams like this year and maybe last year, I don't see exactly what you said. Miami.
And I think part of that is because the Spurs and the Thunder are so young.
Maybe so.
They're so early in their career. Like, SGA is obviously going to be a Hall of Famer. Wimby, if he stays healthy, of course, is.
Or you go the early 80s Lakers. You got Magic, Kareem, Worthy, Wilkes, McAdoo. And the ones you just mentioned are certainly that way. But I think that's what it is right now. I just don't feel like I know them.
You don't watch it like you used to.
I don't. But I think if I knew the players better, I knew they were Hall of Famers and I'd followed their careers, I think I know them better.
Well, and one of the other things that we pointed out yesterday, and I still think it has holds a lot of water, is that back then there was no laptops, phones,
That's right.
So now it's background. Your TV's on. You're watching a sporting event. If you hear somebody go crazy or whatever, you can rewind it and watch it again, as opposed to when we were watching those guys in the 80s. You had to watch the game.
Right. You were more focused.
Don't you remember telling your brothers and sisters when the TV show went to commercial? Yep. Holler at me when it comes back on. Yep. It's back on! You had to run back in, from the bathroom or the kitchen or whatever it was. Now,
coming up a little bit later, we'll visit with Joe Nichols in the 9 o'clock hour. He's got a new sponsor, which we'll talk about. Tomorrow we get Justin Moore back. And we also have Clint Black calling in tomorrow. Alan McDowell calling in.
He's got a book out. Yeah. Is what it is.
As good as this one.
But, if you missed it too.
Are you kidding me?
Craig O'Neill just talked about his new book today called The Smarty Stick. And he teased it, and we expect this book to come out when?
That's a good question. I bet I can get it out by the spring of 27.
Okay. Well, listen, I'd love to see both your books. I'd like to, because you remember,
I've talked to the University of Arkansas Press about it, but
they should publish
that was
yours.
A year ago, and they haven't reached back out.
You need some help in that? You want me to help you in that?
Well, sure.
I'll make some calls. That book needs to be published.
Hey.
It does. I mean,
you're in it.
I think people.
Roger's in it.
I think people would find it fascinating.
Ski for $20, I'll put you in.
Okay, you got it.
Ski
for $100, I'll keep you out of it.
Hey,
Ski can write a book. Ski can write a book.
Keep it a bit of a pop-up book.
Craig, great to have you as always. Thanks as always on Wednesday.
I love you guys.
I love you too. Ski, great to see you.
Can
folks follow you on social media?
No.
You don't do any social media?
Good for
you.
Not
at all. No, I don't want nobody looking for me.
The law.
Don't ask me for nothing.
No.
I don't want face recognition.
we didn't point out, in addition to the many talents of Ski Lawrence, the one thing we left out, we mentioned umpire, we mentioned radio guy, we mentioned you were a host, and you were an actor.
I had a group called American Stuntmen Association.
That's right. Set himself on fire.
The last film I worked in was Yellowstone and Marshall.
Stop it!
I was the bartender in Marshall.
Ski Lawrence.
But I didn't.
Marshall, what?
Only, t- Only the new series.
Did it make it to?
Well,
did make
that's on now.
No, I did. It was supposed to be on the second. They saw the back of my head. But
well,
no,
hell,
Yellowstone.
That's the case,
I worked
Greg,
a couple
was
of weeks
in True
on
Grit.
Yellowstone.
Did it make it to the final?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so I can back and find you.
You may see me. I just did extra work.
You're still doing it, man. You're still.
No, I'm not doing it anymore.
Okay, you're done.
I'm done.
Alabama. They don't cast New Yorkers in Alabama.
I have to go to Pensacola.
Craig, I see like a new reality show with ski in Alabama for some reason.
Oh, I've forgotten gosh, yeah. about the stuntman.
It's Paris Hilton and yes. Nicole Richie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, I did the soaps. I did All My Children. I was the bartender.
Roger and I were talking about that yesterday. I remember the soaps thing that
you
just talked about.
Yeah, the soaps I did for
this
years.
Is why this
the
book.
Many lives of Ski Lawrence,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my gosh, his autobiography would be about
listen,
the size
and
of
I lived
dictionary.
Next, I lived next to him forever, so I know the secret.
Had, dog. We had some, no, we had some good times.
Had some good times there.
And, to be very honest with people, New York, I was born, but Little Rock's my home.
Whoa, that's what I'm talking about. What
are you kidding me?
No,
are you
I'm
kidding
not.
Me?
I'm
Christian,
serious.
And Christian's got your Whoopig Suey that we'll be able to play forever now. That you called
do
the
we, Christian, did you get that?
He'll get it's on the Wednesday bar. If you want
well,
play.
You've already got it? Let's play it. Let's see. This is what, for your visit today, this will be one of our memories in addition to all the things you've shared with us.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's we do this every time, but Christian's really good at clipping and saving and finding it. Did you find it? If you're not, you can punch it up, Christian.
It's right here. Where is it? Oh, here it is.
Ooh, pig suey.
Yeah. There we go. It's a ooh. It's not a woo. It's a ooh.
Ooh, pig suey.
God bless you, Ski. Great
thanks,
to see you.
Thanks,
thank you
guys.
So
thanks for having
Craig,
me
Craig, thanks so much.
Thanks Gregory.
See you Wednesday.
See you Wednesday. All right, don't go. We got to play a little mask game when we come back.
Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
This is SportsCenter.
The Arkansas Travelers home game got postponed last night due to weather, so they'll play two tonight. The first game will start at 5:05, and the second game will follow shortly after. Coverage for the games can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. Day 2 of the SEC tournament gets underway at 9:30 today, as Mississippi State will take on Missouri. Following that game will be Florida facing Vanderbilt. Then in the afternoon slate, Arkansas will be taking on Tennessee at 4:30 as the Volunteers beat the Gamecocks 11-6 last night. Tate McGuire will be on the mound for the Hogs. Coverage for that game can be heard on the Buzz. TV coverage will be on the SEC Network. And in the final game of the day, following the conclusion of the Arkansas game, Auburn will take on LSU. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Small rain chance today. 20% chance of a shower, mostly cloudy at a high of 79. Still a 20% chance of a rain shower tonight, down to 64. Tomorrow, up to 77 degrees, mostly cloudy and a 20% chance of a shower. But then the rain chance will go up Thursday night and into Friday. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Wednesday on Out of Bounds, we're talking about the Diamond Hogs at the SEC Tournament. It is your pregame show. Arkansas in action, 4:30 Wednesday afternoon. Coming up on the show, Kevin Bohannon from hogsports.com will join us. We'll talk about the SEC Tournament and the High School Baseball State Championships. Plus, we have Steel Eaves, thanks to Stephen Elmore Shelter Insurance. All that and much more coming up Wednesday on Out of Bounds.
Hey folks, Roger Scott here. And yes, I know you hear me promoting many of our beloved clients on the Buzz, and they are all special and dear to me. So to all of those clients, I say thank you. In fact, my wife thanks you as well, along with our Amazon delivery person who comes by the house daily because of you. But let me tell you about a client that's been near and dear to my heart for over the past decade. Very special client who's become a friend to me and my family over the years. In fact, they've become like family too. Yep, that's right. Of course, I'm talking about Gravely Morse. I've been a proud Gravely owner for years, and I've used everything of theirs from the 21-inch push more to their 72-inch commercial unit, including my favorite, the ZT Heavy Duty 60-inch. And now is the best time to get the brand new Gravely of your choice, too. Why do you ask? How about 0% interest over 48 months? Now you're interested? Sure you are. So join the Gravely family, if you hadn't already, by stopping at your local Gravely dealer today, like Hoco Turf in West Little Rock or Stockton Power Equipment in Sheridan.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. If constant pain in your shoulders, back, knees, or other joints is just part of your daily routine, let me tell you, the folks at QC Kinetics can help. They are experts at resolving joint pain because they are the nation's leader in regenerative therapy. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free consultations right now. It's a no-pressure conversation. You sit down with a medical professional, talk about where you're hurting, and what you've already tried. They'll walk you through what's actually happening inside your joints, explain your options, and show you how their treatments can help your body heal naturally. No sales pitch, no commitment. And no, we're not talking about taking pain pills or surgery. Their focus is on resolving the pain at its source using your body's own healing agents for real, lasting relief. They've already helped thousands. They can help you too. It all starts with a free consultation. Interested? Just call 501-393-1159. Appointments are filling up, so don't put it off. Take the easy first step and book your free consultation today. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 1037 The Buzz app.
He's bending them strings.
Is this, what's his name?
He's a poor man's Bob Seger.
I thought that the movie was supposed to be Bruce Springsteen.
Maybe. But the dude singing
okay.
Sounds more to me like Seger.
From Eddie and the Cruisers, right?
Yeah. And Eddie and the Cruisers.
Oh,
never seen that.
But he kicks it up.
That's
dude, he's, it's what?
That's some stank.
You get, I'm telling you, it's some stank right now. Let him kick it up,
huh?
JC. Eddie and the Cruisers is just a great bad movie. Number two's even worse good.
I've never seen two. One is not very good, but I.
Oh, please! It's great! It was a garden
to me.
Michael Perry plays the lead. He mouths all this stuff.
For what movie?
Eddie and the Cruisers.
I've never seen it. No.
Eddie and the Cruisers 1, Eddie and the Cruisers 2. There's a guy that talks just like Ski that plays a character in there. Come on. Catch me if you can. It's been the same old
story ever since the world began. That's there's quite a few people in that movie.
That's a good jam.
Isn't Joey Pants in that movie? Please mention
Joey Pants is in the movie. Joey Pants is in the movie. He was the manager.
Man, that's some good jam.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Who'd you say the guitar player was?
I didn't. John Cafferty is the singer.
Yeah, right.
Michael Perry is the actor.
I thought it was Stevie Ray Vaughan at first when he was in it.
Come on. Steve said to Adam, catch me if you can. Yeah, I like it. Eddie and the Cruisers. We're gonna do Friday's show. We're gonna do your favorite bad movie. All right.
Okay.
This is a great suggestion, Baz. You need to look up Josh and Jace on Facebook. They're from England, and Jace had an adventure in Arkansas and even made Razorbacks baseball game. That was the guy you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Jessica was talking about it. He was everywhere and
he's
had millions.
Hot springs all over the place.
Yeah, I don't. Is he from London? He's English. Yeah, I know he's English. Yeah, I don't know. That's a great. That's
I won't say he is because we think everybody that has that accent is. Yeah,
I know. All right, we need to let's play our open for match game. Let's get a contestant. I know we've got Trav's tickets. We've got Pulaski County Fair tickets. We need a contestant. 661-1037 for match game.
Ooh, pig suey.
That's so good. Ooh, pig suey.
Ooh, pig suey.
That was fun.
Play the match game. Brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories. Your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. Visit them in-store or online at ustruckaccessories.net. Now, let's see what wacky answers the guys can come up with.
Tickled him.
All right, 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show.
Mona, Mona, moan.
Exactly right. Hey, there are obviously two locations, Searcy and Conway, for U.S. Truck Accessories. We appreciate them, Bill and Teresa over there. We're going to need to get them on the show sometime. Don't forget, Razorbacks play at 4:30 today. At least scheduled that way. We'll see if the game or the weather rolling in. We may visit with Phil Elson a little bit later today. If not, we'll get
him. He's coming on at 9:30.
Okay, oh, good. We got Joe Nichols at 9. And we've got a contestant there, I think. Let's go.
Let's see. Who do we have?
We may play more than one game, so hold on. Just put that other person on hold in case we play more than one game.
Hey, Colt.
Colt, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, that guy from England's crazy. The guy was everywhere.
Oh, yeah, the guy on Facebook. Jessica told me about it, and I was like, and he was really good on camera, man. That's what I mean. He was really good, and he's animated, and he went to all the places, and I'm sure he has multi-million person following. I don't know why he came to Arkansas. I'm not sure why.
My nephew in New Mexico is the one that turned me on.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, he was.
He was in Hot Springs.
I wish I could go to London and do that. I don't think.
Well,
I
can.
No, I don't think I can.
Well, you know, you have to be careful because again, your U.S. Constitution holds no water there.
All right, Colt, we're going to give you a word, and don't give us your answer yet. Let us get our
good
answer,
luck, Colt.
And let's see if we can match you up to win some tickets. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, today is National Rescue Dog Day, and we've been getting some pictures of everybody who's got rescue dogs, and I love that. I love the passion people have for saving dogs and making their lives better there. So we're going to go with the word dog blank.
Dog!
A lot of different directions.
I have to censor myself
here. I was about to say, a lot of different directions you can go there. I mean, a lot of different answers. Where are you calling from, Colt?
I'm actually on the highway about to pass that Baton Rouge.
Okay, yeah, I'd be curious to see if they cleaned it up. It was a mess. It was the pictures that we saw. It was a mess. It was a mess for sure. All right, Roger, you got your answer?
I do.
You got your answer, Christian?
I do.
All right, here we go, Colt. What you got for us? Dog blank.
Pound.
Dog pound, and we were just talking about that, of course, because it's National Rescue Dog Day. Let's go with Christian. Christian, what did you get? What did you have?
I had dog crap.
Dog crap, and that is the PG.
That's
the PG version. Yeah. Roger, what did you have?
I had dog pound.
Dog pound. Wow, the winner. Wow, very nice.
Dog pound.
Very nice. Well, I had pound as well, but I also had dog park, dog bone, dog bowl, and dog shimp. As Tommy would say back in the day.
We were taking chimp, yeah. Crap,
don't remember
poop,
dog patch.
Dog patch. That was a good one. That was a good one. Well, Colt, hold tight. Let's play another game.
RJ had doggy. Very good. Thanks, Hawkey. I'll see Hawkey Friday. Hawkey will be here on the show Friday.
Let's go to Donnie there. Donnie.
Thanks, Hawkey. I'll see Hawkey Friday.
Turn it up just a little bit louder.
Turn your radio down, Donnie.
Put the phone up on your dashboard.
Hello?
There you go. Hey, Donnie, what's up?
Hey, not much. Just setting this traffic with that doggone wreck up there. Just
doggone.
Doggone.
Doggone. I didn't think about that one. How far back are you in the wait there, Donnie?
Man, I'm so far back right now, David, they're going to have to pipe sunshine to me. That's how far back I am.
What mile marker are you at, Donnie? How about you?
I'm sitting right here at the... I can't see, brother. I'm back here. I got big truck, small truck.
By the way, too, I was thinking, are you all the way back to what's the Buc-ee's? Did you see how many pumps they're going to have?
100, aren't they?
Not 100. 170.
Mm.
172.
Yeah.
What?
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. 172 pumps! I don't know what I want to go to a place that's got 170 people that got 172 pumps.
Well,
good
you
Lord.
Won't unless you just have. Well, I mean, listen, the new will wear off for us. We'll have to go by there, obviously.
I will wait a while after it opens.
Sure. Well, again, it's even not for people that live here as much.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you got Arkansas working there, so that'll be a good thing.
No. I'll go there. It's just, I mean, we'll make that stop at the Buc-ee's on the highway, no doubt.
172 pumps.
100.
All right, Donnie.
And no big trucks.
All right, you can win some tickets to go to see the Pulaski County Fair that starts this week. Or you can also see the Travs game, which is which game?
Thursday, tomorrow. Thursday.
Okay, here
Four
we go.
Back.
All right, give us a chance to get our answer before you give us yours, Donnie. We're going to go with water.
Yes, sir.
Water blank.
Water.
This is going to be one of the
busiest
water days of the year, the water weekends, because the Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, water.
Got to be careful blank. Out there. Give us a chance in the pop your music back up there, Roger. Oh. That's all right. There we go. Thank you very much. All right, do you have your answer, Christian?
I got it.
Do you have yours, Roger?
No.
Water.
Hold on.
Well, I've got a few. They're not great. I'm sure there's one I'm missing. Oh, I just thought of another one.
Got it.
Okay. Donnie, what you got?
I got water ski.
Water ski Lawrence.
Christian, what did you get? What did you have?
Water park.
Water park.
Excellent.
Roger, what did you have?
I went two ways. First, I thought of what my brothers used to call me, waterhead. But I went with, they did. Water gun.
Well, I, of course, had four answers.
Okay, here we go. No whammies.
I had water park. I had water gun. I had water pick.
You want to go water pick?
Sure. And last but not least, I had water tower. I did not have, but you know what? Since Donnie's sitting in the parking lot,
he deserves something.
No way.
Yes,
are you doing it?
We're going to give
him
tickets for your frustration sitting there in traffic.
How about
Donnie?
That, Donnie?
Listening to us.
That sounds great to me, guys. Thank y'all so much.
You hold on, feller, and let Christian tell you and Colt how you're going to get your tickets to wherever you're going. Thank you very much.
661-1037 is the number. Looking at our Milton Eaton Air text line before we go to break. Someone said that guy from Britain spun a wheel with all the states and it stopped on Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
I did not know that.
No, I did not.
Someone says here, Robbie Cole said he will help publish those books. So Craig got somebody offering that.
Somebody said
before free agency is the second biggest season as the Dallas Dynasty in the 90s didn't last longer. Before free agency, players had no choice but to stay at a team for most of their career. So when the season started, you knew the rosters every year. And you were saying, Christian, that you had free agency back in those days. It maybe you just didn't see the movement like you
did. I can give you a little bit of history lesson on that. Yeah. So free agency began in 1976, I believe. But the reason that we didn't see as much movement back then is because there's a contract thing called the Bird Rights, named after Larry Bird. It was created so the Celtics could keep Larry Bird, although they ended up not having to use it on him. Anyway, the thing that that allows you to do is go over the salary cap so you can retain your own player, your homegrown player.
Right.
We still have that, but the salary cap is harsher now, and if you go over what's called the first apron or second apron, you have to pay a tax on the money. So say somebody is making $9 million and you go over the salary cap to pay them, for that $9 million, you may be paying $30 million on tax for that player. So essentially, you're paying $39 million for that player. So that's why players aren't retained as much now. Back then, it wasn't nearly as harsh, so players would stick with their own team because they could pay them more money than another team.
Gotcha. And you made the point, too. You had fewer teams back then, number one.
Yes.
And then the other, I thought Ballantyne made a good point. You got a lot more Europeans playing now, so you don't really know them until they get in the league, and you're not exposed to them for 3 or 4 years from the college game. And you have more one-and-doners. Just the reality is, look at this year. This is a great example. All the top players are one-and-dones.
Yeah, most years it is.
Yeah, you just don't get to know them. That doesn't mean you can't get to know them, but it just means, that's more of a challenge, as you know.
They were... And it didn't mean that they always panned out in college if they were really good, but they were stars in college, so you followed them to the NBA where they then became stars as well. Now, players become stars in the NBA. They're not stars before they get there.
Correct. That's right. Tommy Norman has sent us a message, said DB, safe travels. Roger will be actually, too. Thanks, Tommy. It'd be fun to take Tommy Norman to England and see if people know Tommy over there. You know who might know? Or maybe take Anthony with us over there.
Ain't that something?
Take him over to England. Roger,
Kennedy.
you were actually, you and I are taking off together next week, as we always do. We do have this sort of a tradition of
it
ours.
Is for us.
And management has been nice enough to let that
they
happen.
They have let it happen.
They have, they have confidence in the fact that
There's
Christian
no
can put together a show while
There's
we're gone.
No doubt, right? I probably You're leaving Friday. You're
leaving
Thursday.
Yeah,
Thursday morning,
show,
right?
Thursday after the show.
Is that right?
Mid-afternoon. Yeah, mid-afternoon.
Oh, you wouldn't have had a lot of time to get that passport.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No,
that's
yeah,
why
you
I had to find
more.
It. Yeah,
yeah.
But I leave Thursday, tomorrow afternoon. You leave Friday. You're going to Mexico for a wedding.
Mexico. I've got the proverbial linen suit. Well, pants and top. Flip-flops.
Yes.
But here's the thing I can't find. I wasn't able to find me a Tommy Bahama-type hat at the hattery. I went to the hattery. They didn't have one my size. Hey, Joe, I didn't have one my size. Down there. So I was waiting on Robert Raines to see if he could, at the Hattery in the museum, if they had one. I can't find one. I don't know where to find one.
The question is, Christian, over the years when I've gone on trips, I have, especially over the ones we've done in Europe, we've actually done shows. We did a show in Scotland.
We did.
Remember,
it's
a better connection than we have down the road at the residence. Oftentimes.
Yeah, I was here when y'all went to Scotland. And I was like, there's no way this is going to work.
No,
it worked.
It was better than some of the connections we had.
We were at Ava Bella and we couldn't get connected for 2 hours.
That is
exactly.
A fact.
Great point. Yes.
That is
but I have called from unique places before, so I could call from Stonehenge. I could go from Winston Churchill's war room.
I don't think that.
Winston Churchill's war room. Now, that's one of the places I'm going to go check out.
Really?
What's your name?
Yeah.
Is
that
of the
in
movie?
Like a museum now?
I think it is, yeah.
I think a fun movie. What was the movie where Colin Firth?
Yes.
Firth.
Yeah.
The
what?
King's Speech?
Oh, I love
so
that.
Good.
That's such a good movie.
Based on a true story.
And you got to go see that one. Now, I bet they don't have any cell towers around Stonehenge.
Well, probably not. The other thing,
there's one on top of one of the dominoes.
Going to Bath. Do you know much about Bath?
I do not know a lot
about
Bath.
So Bath is where, you know, a lot of the Romans, so it's where, you know, the whole the water, you know...
Aqueducts?
All that, yes. Okay. All that started there in Bath, and or was a part of that there. And so going to that. And so, and then we're going to be. Should I call from outside Anne Frank's? That probably would not. That'd be a Debbie Downer, wouldn't
call
it?
Call from the red light district.
Yeah, it's like the photograph that we
took. Oh, yeah.
Call from
the red light district.
Well, that'd be cool. Put a couple of people on.
My gosh. What about the young lady who used to be in that business who's going to be the tour guide? Get her on. That would be interesting.
Oh, that'd be outstanding to find out, what reformed her. Now, Samantha's been telling me. Now, listen, we can't go in the ocean. I said, what are you talking about? That's what I said. I said, why is that? She said, because she heard...
Oh, Lord.
That once you go in, you shuffle your feet. You have to shuffle. I'm telling you, have to shuffle your feet because they have tremendous drop-offs.
Okay.
I said, is that right? She goes, yep, we can't do it. I said, okay. It's not the cartel drug wars you're worried about might be happening around it.
Well,
we're on level two.
I know the other thing Sam will be looking at is she'll be looking for pickleball courts over there in Mexico. She won't keep up with her pickleball.
We were playing pickleball out in the. Marked it up. I got to mark the sidewalk again. Yeah, she'll be doing that tonight. I won't be able to play that. But. Are you going to see Big Ben?
And the other thing I was going to say, Roger, the last time...
Will you go do the soldiers? Will you go do one of those videos with the soldiers?
Have them push you?
Yeah. Remember, I got to get sound from... we have sound in our system from when I was in France. Normandy.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember the rejoiner that we have? Justin Moore, David Basil,
Roger...
You got to find an Englishman.
I know. We got to find that. All right, don't go away. Don't forget, we got Joe Nichols coming up top of the hour, and we got Phil Elson at the bottom of the hour. It's aching, but it's been all right. When this is over, nothing you will be so right. I often wonder if loving you will be tonight. But what's love, girl, if I'm always out of sight?
Hey, it's David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just a win. It's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Jake Owen. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jeans.
Live in concert.
Do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back?
One night only.
Way back when I was Jack and you were Jack.
June 4th, Saracen Casino Event
and
Center.
Sunshine.
Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.
I can't be alone.
Don't miss Jake Owen live.
Extraordinary events come once in a blue moon, and right now, even the most extravagant luxuries are well within reach. The one and only May Sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you can save up to 50% on nearly everything in the store. This is your chance to get the service, selection, and experience that makes you feel like family at the best prices of the year, guaranteed. Don't miss the one and only May Sale at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Floyd Seafood on Kill Avenue in Sherwood has live Louisiana crawfish. Place your orders by 2 p.m. Thursday for weekend boils. Floyd's also has a store full of Cajun goodies. Floyd Seafood in Sherwood, your homesick Cajun headquarters for live crawfish. Order by 2 p.m. Thursday.
Congo Fireplace and Patio is celebrating Memorial Day, and we have the inventory. Come see the largest selection of grills, smokers, fire pits, and outdoor furniture in the state. Be the first to shop this summer's newest outdoor living collection. And during the Memorial Day weekend, check out our huge showroom and save on all things outdoor.
Setup and delivery are available.
We're here all day Memorial Day with cooking demos Saturday and Monday. Family owned and operated since 1920. Congo Fireplace and Patio, I-30 Benton. Shop local and feel the difference.
The seasons are always changing, but one thing should stay the same: the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at BR McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today.
BR McGinty.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in Arkansas. This is your reminder to check in daily with FanDuel, because every day during the NBA playoffs, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is serving up a happy hour you absolutely do not want to miss. We're talking all the special drops you could ever want to see. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. From profit boosts to bonus bets and so much more. Check for a new reward every single day of the NBA playoffs, and don't miss your shot to get a little extra out of the NBA action. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports and the NBA here in Arkansas. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, legal requirements, and max wager amounts. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
Ask Joe and Trey if they're considering draws for all WMAs next year for waterfowl hunting. Joe, go.
We're considering it. There's been the overkill of the waterfowl.
The overkill.
I would like to address this on the backside of the break if I could.
We may back off that because of the overkill.
Overkill.
And the season's over.
Oh. can't sit still, even if you're in that traffic jam in Saline County. When this
get out of your
on.
Car now!
They go, what's happening to you? It's Neutron!
It's crazy time! Hey, listen, here's what I've been thinking. I've actually thought about going around to my neighbors, putting a thing in their mailboxes.
A what?
And a note, and say, everybody this Memorial Day weekend that's in the neighborhood,
yes,
take their grill out front. Cook what? Cook a burger, cook a river, whatever, and let's get to know our neighbors.
Okay, I like it.
I do. You like it?
I like it.
I think I want to do that. I said, well, I don't want it to be sweet. I don't want it to be sweet.
That's very nice of you.
Listen, it's not about me. I want to be able to meet the rest of my neighbors. We did something the other day. There's a percentage out that things have changed to where more people don't know their neighbors now. You we know, need to know our
name.
I agree with that. Hey,
well, you just moved there.
Speaking of, we've been talking about free agency.
FanDuel.
That's become a thing.
Deal.
FanDuel. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
A little slow.
Strength
yeah,
and honor. I was
okay. Strength and honor. Okay, very good. Christian was talking about being on our show and that we're number one. We had the ratings back the other day. Very appreciative. It's sort of like he went free agency.
I think I got traded.
It was for parity.
I got traded for nothing, though. Like, there was
there was
nothing in return.
You went from the midday show, which is a fine show, and so was the afternoon, so was the with Randy, but you went to your first experience with this morning show, number one. Holy cow, you went to the number one show.
Wow.
And you were
watermark,
part of it. You were part of that. How about that?
I'm happy to be here, guys.
Yeah, we're happy to have you.
We love having you. We love your mother, too. Saw your
Mama
wife
Weaver
at BBQ. What does she think of me? Don't tell me out loud.
This is talk about National Dog Rescue Day. This is from a message from our Middleton Air text line. Good morning. My husband and I adopted two rescue dogs that we fostered with Last Chance Arkansas, local dog rescue organization. We love Patch and Stuart. They are living their best lives. We fostered over 60 dogs in the past 6 years. Safe travels, DB and Roger. Gwen and Mel Stiers. Go Hogs and Woo Pig Suey.
Look at that.
They're not beautiful. Look at this, Christian.
All right, here's the thing.
Great dogs.
60 dogs.
Good-looking dogs.
I have thunk about that. Another dog only, you know, selfishly.
Yeah.
Selfishly. And if I were to have another one, it would be an inside dog. And it would be a bigger dog. I want a German Shepherd.
I've had one before. I want another one.
That would be it for me. Of course, Samantha has been wanting one, and I've been saying, no, we don't need another dog. But selfishly, inside me, I'm going, but the German Shepherd dog.
I like it.
And I want everybody in the neighborhood that cooks this weekend to have... No, I'm kidding.
Joe Nichols coming up next. Christian, I was telling Roger, you hear about the 56-year-old woman that fell into an open manhole? New York City street. She opens her car, Mercedes-Benz SUV, right next to the manhole. Apparently, it had been knocked loose with a big truck. She falls down, and apparently, it wasn't the fall that killed her. Apparently, it's so hot under those streets. You see the steam coming up, you know.
Yeah, always.
Apparently, just cooked her. 56 years old, that's how you go. You step and go, what? It's like, you know, so of course, you know,
that's
they go,
terrible.
These things happen. They do? You got to figure out a way where that does not happen.
No,
you cannot have that happen.
Either you got Ghostbusters 2 and you got the mean goo down there, or you've got bad guys running away from cops underneath. I didn't know that you would die from
heat. Here's the sad thing. They got video of it. I don't want to see it.
No, don't
It's almost
see
like
it.
The manhole. The
sinkhole
that opened in Florida. The guy's in his bed, and they never see him again.
Oh, my God.
What a horrible way to
go. Went to Cabo, and we couldn't get into the ocean at the resort we stayed at because of a huge drop-off and big undercurrent. So they had to drive to another beach.
Huge drop-off.
Who knew? I'm telling you, it's the abyss. How in the hell, dude?
The abyss.
No, go. Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your projects. Fast delivery, huge selection.